The One Act Players present Emmett Laverde's The Killers.
You there.
Well, how do you, mister? You're not from around these parts.
In what parts are these?
Well, like the butcher always says, parts is parts.
I'll ask again.
No need to get huffy, mister. Just making friendly conversations, all.
Where am I?
Well, about 5 miles up yonder that away is Bone Dry, Arizona. The purtiest little town you ever did see.
If it's so pretty, why are you sneaking away?
I ain't sneaking nowhere. I got to work this here field if me and the wife are going to make it through the winter.
Nothing's growing here.
Yep, late start this morning.
It's November.
Late start this year.
Nothing'll grow in this dust.
Not true. The wife and I have a wonderful crop in that field over yonder.
Well, that field's empty too.
No, the other field. Over the hill.
There are no hills. I've never seen any place so flat. You haven't worked at all, have you?
Okay. I ain't worked none nohow. Now would you put away your dang gun?
What have you been doing?
Playing cards.
Is this even your field?
No.
You owe somebody in town, and you've got nothing left to hawk, so you figured you'd just walk across the desert.
It's a perfect day for it.
And your wife?
Hawked her, too.
You're a pathetic, sorry little man.
I feel so awful. But talking to you, I'm sure feeling better. Are you a priest?
Nope.
You shot me.
That's what I do. I'm the Killist.
Never heard of you.
You will.
When?
Soon.
I won't last.
Soon,
much
everyone
longer.
Around here will know my name. They'll point at me and whisper. There goes the Killist. The meanest, toughest, smartest, orneriest outlaw in the Old West.
Is orneriest a word?
Enough small talk. Now run along and tell everybody you've been killed by the Killist.
That ain't possible now, Killist. I'm a goner.
I keep doing that.
Sheriff! Come quick!
Whoa!
Hurry! The townspeople are awful grumpy.
Now, Miss Emily. What in tarnation is going on?
Near as I can tell, Sheriff, they're sick of dying of thirst.
Well, Miss Emily, this is Bone Dry, Arizona, and we all knew what we was in for when we moved here.
No, we didn't! Everyone expects water, but there's nothing fit to drink for miles.
I suppose we all should have read the brochure more close-like.
The brochure? What brochure?
Why, this one.
Sure is pretty.
Let me see that. Bone Dry, Arizona. It will make a man out of you. That's none too appealing.
No, not that. There's something on the back, down there at the very bottom.
Please note, this town is very dry and you could die.
That sure sounds important when you read it out loud.
Nobody wants to move to a frontier town and just die.
This is the Old West. you die.
But what about the babies?
That's all you women folk care about. The babies. What about the babies?
They're dying too.
We'll have more.
But all the men folk will soon be dead and gone. There'll be nobody to have babies with.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I was gone with the army for 2 years, and when I got back, my wife had a fine baby boy just waiting for me.
I didn't know you had a youngin.
Yep. Apple of my eye.
What a wonderful surprise for you.
Yeah. No surprise when he moved away, though. Said this town was too dry.
Where'd he move?
Oregon.
Plenty of rain in Oregon.
Yep. Too bad he drowned. Oh, those dying people better shut up or I'm gonna kill somebody. Did I do that?
I'll ask again. Where's the sheriff? You get me the sheriff.
That ain't possible now, Killist. Almost dead.
The sheriff's almost dead? Did I shoot him?
No.
Then get him.
Can't. Too. Dead.
I did it again.
Somebody's shooting, Sheriff.
Wasn't me.
No, the shots came from outside.
Be a good girl, Miss Emily, and have a peek out the window, if you would.
Is it safe?
I don't know. Check and see.
Hello?
You in the window. Where's the sheriff?
Sheriff, the villain who killed everybody is right outside.
Are you sure it's him?
Hey! Did you just kill all them people?
Yes, ma'am.
It's him.
Well, maybe he's just passing through.
Sheriff, I think you should arrest him.
Well, it's not Bahasta now.
Come on out here, Sheriff. I just killed your town.
No! You come in! Now, Miss Emily, I'll open the jail cell door, and then you just shove him right in.
Tain't ladylike to shove, Sheriff. Who do you think you are, killing all those innocent people? I like some of them.
I kill. I'm the Killist.
Good enough for me, Killist. Please enjoy your stay.
Sheriff!
He said it's his job, Miss Emily. I ain't one to interfere with a man's livelihood.
So why do they call this Bone Dry Arizona?
Because it's in Arizona.
But why Bone Dry?
Don't rightly know. Never thought about it.
Because there's no water?
Sheriff, round up the rest of the town and have them assemble here in 5 minutes.
They're all dead.
The desert can be cruel, it's true.
Not the desert! You killed them!
Seems the entire population of Bone Dry is now standing in this here room.
This is my town now.
Except in the Indian.
The Indian?
Yep. But he only comes into town when it rains.
So I don't have to worry about him.
He's a medicine man.
A Killist has no use for healing.
They say he can control the weather.
It's true. I've seen him do it.
What do they call him?
Chief Rain Snow.
So where was he when everyone was dying of dryness?
Pardon?
This medicine man. Rain, snow. How come he don't dampen things up around here?
Well, he's got an exclusive contract with Nevada, but we got him doing some wind for us on the side.
Did you notice our fine wind?
Notice it? I've been choking on it. Why don't you get him to stop?
Stop the wind?
No! The wind is his gift to us.
Wouldn't be right refusing a gift.
Can he do anything besides control the weather?
I once saw him end a man's life with just 3 words.
What were the words?
Tribe, kill him.
A politician? Maybe I should just move on. Do you know where I could get a horse?
Where's the horse you rode in on?
I shot him.
Of course. It's your vocation.
No, it wasn't business related. He had a broken leg.
Well, let's go see the horse king. If he's still alive.
I told you. I shot him. He's dead.
You killed Dick Stallion?
I killed the horse king.
How could you? We all loved him.
My horse king?
He was everybody's horse king.
this Dick Stallion or the Horse King?
Dick Stallion is the Horse King.
Yep.
Or was.
My horse was named King. Whatever unsanctified relations you had with this stallion is your affair.
Well, the horse lots are full of shapeless fillers just waiting for a name. Follow me. Look, there's Ma and Pa.
Well, that's two more I missed.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna kill them.
No, you're not. They're just a couple of innocent pioneers trying to feed their family.
Family? What family? I only see them two.
I guess they left their youngins at home.
Hey, Ma. Hey, Pa.
Hey. Hey.
You must be here to complain about all the killing and death and violence.
You mean all them bodies out in the street?
Figured they was just thirsty.
I killed them, every last one. And if you have any complaints, you may address them to the barrel of my gun.
Pa, he do talk.
Must be a politician.
I'm the Killist.
Never heard of you.
You will.
Reckon we just did.
How's Wendell? Wendell's their eldest. He was in school with me. Dropped out after the third grade.
Yep.
Wendell was a smart boy.
He died.
Yep.
Oh, that's awful.
I shot him dead in the street out there, and now you demand justice. Well, you'll find me a crew.
No, you didn't shoot him.
Boy starved.
Good gracious.
Boy just plumb forgot to eat.
Yep.
Wasn't he hungry?
Yep.
Said he was fixin' to eat.
Guess he never found time.
Some days it's hard to fit everything in.
Oh, your sorrow is my sorrow.
I knew your youngest, too.
Youngest died.
And for that, you can blame me.
No.
Starvation again.
He forget to eat, too?
He didn't forget. We forgot to feed him.
Too busy.
Wasn't he crying?
They was all crying.
They do cry, my lord.
Oh, that many mouths to feed. It's easy to overlook one.
Yep.
Yep.
Put them all to bed. Only some got up.
Stacking them one on top the other was poor thinking. Heard the top one screaming like banshees.
Like banshees.
By then, the bottom ones was already squished.
Squished.
Like flapjacks.
Paw darn near ate one of them.
I do love flapjacks.
Who's that leave?
Janie?
Died.
Mauled by a bear.
Should never have let it in the house.
Timothy?
Died.
Leeches.
Let that serve as a lesson to all of us, not to swim in strange bodies of water.
Ain't no bodies of water in these parts.
He was in the bathtub.
Oh.
Wait, how did leeches get in the bathtub?
We put 'em there.
Yep.
Why'd you put 'em there?
The tub was full of water.
So?
Water is where you find leeches.
The stupid question.
So I killed your other six youngins?
You mean Nat, Spanky, Imogene, Bessie, Winnie, and Quintilla?
Yeah, them.
Nat went off to school.
And died. Beat to death with a ruler.
Boy had a mouth. Spanky, he...
Died.
Did he? I thought he...
Nope. I took care of it.
Imogene and Bessie we sold.
Needed a new cow.
You sold your daughters into slavery?
Ain't our business what the customer do with the goods.
It's all right. They's fine.
Oh, thank the Lord.
They died.
Ma, she's crying.
Crying's just part of life in the Old West.
True. Tears and death and sorrow and suffering makes you strong. Hard tack for the soul, I call it.
Now, my Imogene and my Kelly are at peace with Jesus.
Kelly? You said her name was Bessie.
Made a mistake.
Ma always wanted a Kelly instead of a Bessie. There, Ma.
Why didn't you just name her Kelly?
That's easy for you city folk, ain't it? Naming people whatever you want. Out here in the Old West, we don't always get the same fancy options. Out here, life deals us cards and we just have to play. No drawing new cards.
That's the most words I ever heard you say, Ma.
Well, he just made me so mad.
So, I killed Whiny and Quintilla.
Hardly.
Whiny? Well, he whined.
Had to die for that.
Sometimes that's the only way they learn.
Quintilla, now she's alive.
Praise God.
Ain't she still alive, Pa?
Well, she was when we left her, upside down, turning mighty red she was.
She'll be dead sooner or later.
On account of that stupid name.
Well, maybe you could give her a pretty nickname.
Pa, this one's starting up with me again.
Now,
listen,
Ma.
City Slicker, I buried just about all my kids, and I'll bury you, too.
Come on, Ma. Let's steal us an ox. If that's okay with you, Sheriff.
Don't see who's going to complain.
What a tragedy.
Still think you're the killingest, Mr. Killist?
I'm just glad they don't try to feed me, bathe me, or put me to bed. Saves me some work, though.
You still hungry for killing?
It's what I do. I'm...
the killist, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Death is something we face on a daily basis in the Old West. Danger lurks over every hill.
There are no hills. I've never seen so many horse lots.
For some reason, people like getting out of this town.
Who's that?
What? That's Dick Stallion, the Horse King.
I thought you said you killed him.
I said I shot my Horse King, not the Horse King.
Well, Dick Stallion's got more horse stores and sells more horses than anybody, living or dead.
Hi, Dick Stallion, the Horse King, at your service, yo.
And is multilingual.
For a man with so many horse dealerships, how come I haven't heard of you, Mr. Stallion?
That is mighty peculiar. You sure I haven't seen you down at Appaloosa Pony?
There's no such thing as an Appaloosa Pony.
Well, of course not.
So there you sell Appaloosas?
There I sell ponies. Appaloosas I sell at Pony City Appaloosa.
What do you sell at Appaloosa Pony?
Ponies, like I said.
Then why is Appaloosa in the name?
The dealership's on Appaloosa.
Appaloosa Street?
Yep, right there at the corner of Pony Expressway.
Doesn't that get confusing?
Yeah, I make it to work every day.
Just how many dealerships do you have?
15 in all.
Including Pony City Appaloosa.
And Appaloosa Pony.
You covered that one.
No, it's still outdoors. In fact, it's the largest outdoor horse lot west of... somewhere east of here. Unofficially, it's the Arabian Shetland Outlet.
You sell Arabians there?
No.
Shetland?
Of course not. The outlet's reserved for the larger animal.
Oh, like quarter horses?
No, we specialize in the entire animal. Little horse trader humor there.
What breed of horses do you have at this location?
Oh, don't breed, only sell.
What kind of horse and or pony do you display here so that the public may consider buying them?
Oh, all kinds. Big ones, little ones, speedy ones.
Pinots.
Oh, the Mustang. Now there's a beaut.
You sell Mustang.
No, that's our slogan. The Pinto is the Mustang of horses.
But the Mustang is already a horse.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Just suppose I want to buy a Pinto.
A Pinto? Well, you can't. Not for me, anyway.
But you just said you sell them.
I did not, and I don't. Terrible animals. Temperamental as heck.
Mr. Stallion, you try my patience.
Oh, just wait till you try my service.
I'm saying that I'm an impatient man.
Oh, me too. In fact, I won't sleep until you're satisfied.
Oh, I'm honored.
Oh, it's quite all right, quite all right. I like you, son. Let's talk prices, shall we?
Actually, I plan to steal what I want.
Oh, listen, our prices are so low, you'll be robbing me no matter what.
Don't kid yourself, the sheriff is gonna help you.
He's right, I won't.
Sheriff!
But Miss Emily, he kills people. He's the killist.
And killist, if you're not completely satisfied by the time you leave here, I will kill myself. I guarantee it.
Mr. Stallion, how are your sales going?
Not so good.
Can you imagine why?
I don't know, but things around here have been pretty dead.
Those are the blackest clouds I've ever seen.
The Indian must be on his way.
Will his tribe be with him? His killing tribe?
Welcome to me, Chief Rangelo.
I offer my apologies if my arriving is causing you any alarm.
You're an Indian.
Oh, that's right, stranger from far-off land and bringer of death.
Actually, folks call me the Killer.
Oh, silly. In my culture, we call people what we want.
In my culture, the Killist culture, we call people what they want to be called.
Oh, sorry. Gossip today. Oh.
That's some medicine man trickery, Rain Bucket.
Oh, no trickery, stranger from far-off land and brandisher of woefully inadequate weapons. That is big lunch.
Did you see all those dead bodies out in front of the sheriff's office? I did that.
Oh, I tremble.
Well, that's just fine. Keep it up.
I tremble with laughter.
You hear that? That's me cocking my gun.
Look, Mr. Killist, we've got enough death to worry about without you showing off. Why don't you do us all a favor and steal yourself a nice horse and be on your way?
How about I live up to my name and kill all of you?
Excuse me, a thousand pardons.
Bless you, Chief.
I hope that's the last of the Killist.
Oh, I tell you, the $1.99 steak special does repeat on you. Well, steak special? By the avatar!
Fine arts you got there, Ma and Pa.
Is that Killist feller still around?
We want to invite him over for some dinner and a bath.
And give him a place to sleep.
No, he got so excited meeting the Chief, he just went to pieces.
Yeah, can we get somebody to clean up this mess?
The sun will dry up the ashes very soon. Then the wind will blow. Oh, like that, right there.
That Killist sure made one fine mess.
You see, Dad.
I don't think Killist is even a word.
You've been listening to The Killist, a one-act audio theater production written by Emmett LaVerd, gentleman and a scholar, and featuring local saloon talent like Jeff Arnold, Glenn Carlson, and John True. Something not quite right about those boys. No, I ain't forgetting Marilyn Fowler and Blanchette Reynolds. Mademoiselle's elves make your heart stop. Oh, and last but certainly not least, of course, mean, tough, ordinary Joe Levi as the Killist. Recorded at Bob Libner Sound in San Francisco, it was. Bob's quite the banjo player, too, you know. And the whole kit and caboodle was produced and directed by Glenn Carlson, the chef who keeps all one-act players locked up. Follow good. So, put on your Sunday best and visit us again sometime at www.oneact.org.